I'm glad for the salvation of the Lord.
Amen. Yeah.
They were singing that song about prayer a while ago.
Yeah.
I'm what prayer will do.
Yeah.
I'm living proof.
Thank you, Lord.
I've been in and out of church so many times when I was a young boy. I'm telling you, get a dose of do better, it wouldn't hold, it wouldn't last. One night I got under conviction. I mean, I was tore up from one side to the other. I couldn't sleep, couldn't close my eyes, scared I was going to die and go to hell. And they was praying for me. I couldn't pray through. I couldn't get a hold of God. I couldn't find peace. I went home troubled and I was upset. Well, about 5 o'clock that morning, God began to speak to my heart. He said, I'd really like to save you if you come. Me and my wife rented a little 2-bedroom apartment. I turned that little doorway, went out of the bedroom into a little hallway. I walked through that doorway and the power just come off on my legs and I just hit the floor. I laid there on the floor and I didn't know what to do but just cry. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for the people that prayed for me. I'm telling you, the Bible says we're begotten by the word, but I'm going to tell you, the saints of old that prayed down the far. I'm telling you, my dad, my grandma, my grandpa, man, they was praying. Donald was a praying. James Phillips was praying. I was miserable under conviction. I'm telling you, we need that today. We need that kind of conviction in the house of God. We need that in the community. Hey, the sinners get uncomfortable with the life they're living. They need to be saved. Hey, it wouldn't take you long living like that. Let's not you surrender. Give up. I did. That Bible talk that morning, I said, God, I know. I can't hell no more. I need some hell. You know what God does? He saved my wretched soul. And set me free. And delivered me from hell. Give me a new life. I bless God, know my name in the book of life. And set me free. God didn't need me. He could have made it just fine without me. I'm telling you, 5 o'clock that morning, I realized I needed Him. Hey, that's what's wrong with the world today. That's what's wrong with the church today. Hey, we forgot how much we need Him. Forgot how much we depend on Him. I promise you tonight, I feel without God, we couldn't take another step. I'm a very iron you breathe. I'm without God, it would do you a bit of good. I'm a praise the Lord. And we'll trust Him. I promise you, He'll not fail us on the left hand, and He'll set through.
Amen.
You'll stand in reverence to read God's word. I'll be just as brief as I can.
Thank God.
Thank Lord.
1 Kings, the 18th chapter. 1 Kings, 18th chapter. I'm going to read you one verse of scripture in the 21st verse.
Bless you, Lord.
1 Kings, 21st verse, 18th chapter. The word of the Lord reads us this. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt you between two opinions? If the Lord be God, he said, follow Him. But if Baal, then follow Him. And the people answered him, not a word. You may be seated. I was thinking about this passage of Scripture, and I was thinking about the revival this week in the church world that we live in. I would like to preach, if God be my helper, on 3 things we need to have revival. I begin to read this passage of Scripture if there's ever been a time. That we need to have our minds made up. We need to be in the day of time we live in. It seems like today that everybody you run into say, there ain't nobody got salvation. It seems like everybody's Christian. There ain't nobody got true doctrine. I tell you, we run into them all the time. I want you to listen to me tonight. It's a shame that our church has come to the place that we've lost power with God. And you know whose fault it is and how. It's us tonight. I'm walking on both sides of the road. I can't make up my mind what's happening to me. I'm telling you tonight, if
I believe Elijah was living in a time here. You bear with me just for a minute. I believe Elijah was living in a time here that they forgot who God was. They've been under an evil reign for quite some time. King after king after king. I seem to come along and do their own thing and leave God out of the picture. I don't know about you, but that's kind of like the world we're living in. And you know what we'll do? We'll follow the way the world goes. That's not what my Bible teaches me. He said for us to be a separate people. He called us out of darkness. He's a marvelous God. We can make a difference in the world we live in and show them the goodness of God and the mercy of all that makes ever been a child. I'm afraid we need my mind made up. It needs to be now. And we need to get ourselves in place that God can use us for His glory and His honor.
Do you know what I'm afraid of? I'm afraid that folk been playing with the devil for so long. I'm telling you, they've got a form of godliness. How the devil is shit. He'll slip you a counterfeit. It won't be no good for anything. And we'll run around here and you'll think you're all right. How the devil will tell you it's okay. You go to church every Sunday morning. I mean, you show up on Sunday night. Ain't that enough? That's enough for you to be saved. And there's a lot of people that's convinced of that. I can tell you the people that I run through half the day and I talk to. And they'll use old language that I used to use when I crossed. But I want you to know something about that. I really, when God saved me, He took that talk out of my mouth. I'm not the man I used to be. I didn't clean myself up. I didn't change myself. But God got a hold of me. And He changed me on the inside. And made a difference in me. I tell you, if you get saved, there'll be something different. He said, obey the pastor. And behold, I'll make become new. I promise you tonight, you get where you need to be with God. Your life will be forever changed.
Amen.
We go through our days. Never think about God.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Go ahead. You tell me I ain't right.
Go ahead.
Do you know how many people I've talked to? They start telling the dirty joke. I said, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I said, son, I said, Lord, save me. I said, I go to church. I said, I don't listen to that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
Come on.
And he'll say, well, I go to church down there so-and-so. I said, you do, do you?
Yeah.
That sounds about right to me.
Yeah.
Come on. And we want to know where the bar's at.
Yeah.
It's time to God's people get their mind made up. Elijah said we've been stuck in this middle for way too long. We've been straddling the fence for way too long. It's time for you to get your mind made up on God. If you're going to live for Him, then live for Him. If you're not, get out of the way. Don't let God's people get move out.
Great job, bro.
Gonna run the crowd off.
Come on, brother.
You quit worrying about the crowd. Start worrying about the power of God.
Things
will be different.
Yes, sir.
We're worried about the monetary things.
Yep.
We're worried about the looks of things.
Yeah.
See my sign outside?
Huh?
We get so wrapped up in everything else in our church world that we leave God out of it. Joy is with them. Want to know where our peace is gone. Want to know where our power is. I'm telling you tonight, get your mind made up and God will be on your side.
Amen.
Let me tell you what He done. Some 2,000 years ago, He made His mind up for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He didn't have to die at Calvary's cross. You wasn't worthy.
No.
You didn't deserve it. But I'll tell you what God done. He sent His only begotten Son into the world to die for sin. He who knew no sin. Oh, I tell you tonight, this was the Lamb of God. John saw Him on the seashores of Galilee. He said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. I tell you tonight, He died for the guilty.
Amen. Come on.
That's the right.
Amen, brother.
That's true.
Amen. And you know what we'll do?
Come on.
I want you to listen to me.
Come on.
I didn't come to be Christianized nobody.
Yeah.
I want you to listen. It's about time we start examining ourselves on how we live our lives.
Yeah.
It's about time we start cleaning out the cupboards, cleaning out the cobwebs, putting away sin, and start living the way we ought to live.
Yeah.
So that God can bless us and He said, let your light so shine before me that they might see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You know what's wrong with us today? Hey, brother, we don't want to shine the light because of the sin that's in our lives.
Amen.
Yeah.
Dang, well, one thing makes me ashamed.
Do you know what?
There's one thing that makes me ashamed of myself. S I N.
Yes, sir.
Amen, brother.
Yep.
See?
Yeah. Come on.
And if you start playing footsie with the devil, you know what he'll do?
Come on.
He'll slip it right in on you. Don't think he don't have power this season.
That's right.
Listen to what the book of James says. I'm going to read you some scripture.
Bless the Lord.
You bow with me. I'm going to
pray, brother.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you what the Lord gives me.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Come on. Book of James,
on,
fourth chapter, the sixth verse, he said, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. He said, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil.
That's right. Amen.
And he'll flee from you.
Amen.
Now, if I quoted that wrong, you tell me.
That's
the way my Bible reads.
Yeah, but
he said, draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. There's ever been a time that God's people need to get their mind made up to serve Him.
Amen.
It's the very time in which we're living today. I'm telling you right now, our church world is getting in a miserable shape.
Yeah.
Where are the old patriarchs of old? Where is the backbone of the church? I heard Michael Swallows preach one night, and he was a preaching, I mean, hell hot and gun barrel straight. He said, some mornings, he said, I think we ought to get up, put gunpowder on the Cheerios, and get a little bit of grit with God.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I believe that we've lost the old patriarchs. They used to stand and make a stand for God. I'm telling you, it's time for us to stand up. You get our minds made up. You know what Joshua said? I'm going to read a lot tonight. I feel like reading. Every one of us got this plaque somewhere on your wall at home. I know you do. Makes us feel good about our Christian walk, don't it? People come into our house, they don't see what we watch on TV. Amen. How bad we deal with dog traders. Amen. All right. Book of Joshua in 24th chapter. He says, now therefore fear the Lord. And serve Him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the God which your father served on the other side of the flood. And in Egypt he said, serve ye the Lord. He said, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, he said, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served or that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. He said, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. What about you tonight?
Go ahead.
What kind of life you living for God? You want them people tell them jokes on Monday morning after church? Let me tell you a joke. I hear that so much I get sorry. I got to the point that I say, I tell you what, let me tell you about Jesus. You want to kill a conversation, you didn't bring
them.
Let's start scattering like flies. Yes, sir.
Amen.
What's wrong with us?
Bless the Lord.
I tell you what, I owe Him everything.
Yes, sir.
He saved me from the devil's hands.
Yes,
he didn't have to. He didn't owe me a thing. I tell you what He done that blessed morning. I brought about 5 o'clock and He saved my wretched soul. He wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And He took me back to the last year. And He took me out of the pits of hell. And He put a new, brother took the stony heart out of the heart of flesh. And put in a new soul.
song. Yeah. And I'm the same sin.
Bless him, Lord.
I almost sound holier than thou, don't I?
Praise the Lord.
Hey, I make mistakes just like you.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm not talking about mistakes, friend. I'm talking about people that think they can live any way they want to live. And God's blessing is going to be there.
Yeah.
And it's not going to cause a problem. You know what's going to happen when you live like that? You will tarnish the name of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what them people are saying? They're saying the same thing I used to say. I'm just as good as they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just as good as they are. If they're going, I'm going.
Yeah.
Huh, ain't that right? You remember that, Donald, don't you?
Yeah.
Lost, done, them hypocrites running around here. My brother claimed to be affiliated with the church.
Yeah.
I'm talking about that stuff. We need to be saved.
Yeah.
Need to have our sin plunged under the blessed blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
Let's sing a song.
Yeah.
There is a fountain.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on, brother.
Filled with Emmanuel's blood.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You know what sinners do there? They get plumbed.
Yeah.
All my guilty stains are gone.
Amen.
Help him, God.
We're going about our business and we'll think to ourselves, why, I'll do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that so much, I'm about sick of it.
Yeah.
I don't get to do what I want to do.
No.
Here's the great thing about being saved. I used to think, how in the world am I going to do this?
Uh-huh.
Don Harris gave me a good piece of information that night. That Sunday after we got to come to church, find it's snow on the ground that deep, boy, when I got saved.
Yeah.
I mean, so what is it? Yeah. It deep, wasn't it?
It was.
Didn't have no midweek service, son. I was dying to get to church. Couldn't hardly stand it. I was telling you, I was choking at the bit. Like a young green broke mule just dying to get out of stall.
Yeah.
Just wanted to hear the word of God.
Yeah.
Wanted to fellowship with God's people.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hated that bunch out there at Anderson, bless God. I'm telling you, I hated that bunch of hypocrites.
Come on, brother.
Miss me, you want, all she wanted to do was call my daddy on me, running up through where a hot rod in that truck. Daddy fussed at me, he said, you didn't slow that thing down. But the nosy Christians, they're like none of them. They're like none of them. They all had it in for me. I didn't think any of them loved me. That Sunday morning I got to church. You talking about a little touch of heaven.
Yeah.
I got a little touch of heaven that morning. I was 10 foot tall and bulletproof, and I was already stepping like a Tennessee walking over. Couldn't help myself. Never been so excited about anything in my life.
That's what I'm
feeling excited about.
I kept getting all this good advice from all these Christian people telling me how or what to do when the devil attacks. Don't give me some of that advice. They think I'm crazy when I use it sometimes. He said, sometimes you've got to refute the devil.
I'm preaching to the church.
He said, sometimes you've got to refute. You remember telling me that. Do you know how many times that almost got me in trouble? I was working for sale back one day. These boys, they worked with men. They was all off, every one of them. My boss comes in and asked me if I'd take a drug test. I said, well, why am I being picked on? He said, you don't want to pass one. He said, I need somebody to pass one. I said, all right. That would get on me.
Yeah.
I'm working on a bucket truck with these two other fellas. Little boys, they just all taking me. When the devil gets to attacking me and coming after me, I tried to be just as polite as I could be, and I'd say, Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Sometimes that didn't work. Sometimes you've got to show them you mean business. You know what's wrong with us? We'll roll over and play dead like a possum.
Ain't
got no fire to send them over.
That's it.
We ain't supposed to be that way.
That's
I'm telling you, I remember them old patriarchs of old. Hey, I'm telling you, they start talking about the word of God. They get fussing and they quarreling because they didn't see it like one or the other did.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm telling you, ain't nothing wrong with having good health.
That's right.
Ain't nothing wrong with having a little fire in your belly either.
Amen.
I remember, I'm telling you, it seemed like everything's going wrong. When the devil gets attacked, and you, it seemed like your world falls apart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
I'm telling you, that morning, this ain't my, I could do anything. I couldn't put my shoes on the right feet. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, couldn't do nothing. I couldn't even get my biscuit right. Couldn't drink my milk the right way. Everything was going wrong, and the devil, he was just a-fighting me, doing everything he could. And I said, I had about enough of you. I started out soft, and I really ended up hollering and shouting out there in the middle of the woods. I said, Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to let the devil know, I don't know who you're depending on. And sometimes you got to let the devil know who your brother is, who you're trusting in. It's time that God's people are going to stand up. Hey, brother, set their feet firm to the ground. Get their mind cleaned up. And let the God.
Amen.
Wow.
Blessing
the Bible says, Book of Matthew. He said they honor me with their lips. He said, but their hearts are far from me. How about you tonight? That fits you? That fits you.
Listen to me. Preach on, brother.
I'm talking about us having revival.
Yeah.
Hey, some things going to have to be done if we're going to have revival.
That's right.
I'm not talking about the church down here just at Fredonia.
No.
I'm talking about the church world everywhere.
Yeah.
Hey, some things going to have to be done if we're going to have power with God and we're going to see people of revival. It's going to take us coming God's way.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
The Bible said Elijah, he called for the 450 prophets of Baal.
Yeah.
Ahab had sent them up there to disturb him, called him prophets. Elijah said, I'll tell you what. He said, we're going to have contest.
Yeah.
He said, we're going to take a bullock apiece.
Yeah.
He said, you take one and I'll take one. He said, we'll cut it up, put it on the altar. And he said, the God that answered by fire, let him be God.
That's right.
You know what I'm persuaded of? I'm persuaded that some of us has forgot who God is. Tell me I ain't right. He done won the contest. When he sent his son to die at Calvary. He proved himself to be faithful and true, righteous and holy. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. I tell you tonight, he is God. There's none else like him. I said, go ahead. He said, there's a bunch of yawns. He said, I'll just sit down over here. You just do what you got to do. And 450 prophets of Baal, they got up there and they cut up their bullock and they laid it on the altar and they jumped, leaped, screamed, hollered, and shouted. Elijah began to make fun of them. He said, wait a minute, boys. He said, maybe he's on the journey. He said, peradventure. He said, maybe he's asleep. I'll tell you something tonight.
Bless him more.
It's time that we stand up.
That's right.
Give the devil what for? How many times do you come to church and you hear people say this? They say, oh, the devil just give me such a hard time.
Come on, brother.
Ain't it about time to give him a hard time?
Come on.
I ain't no match for him.
No, sir.
But Brother Bill preached about a man last night.
Yeah.
And it's still walking in the ball.
Amen.
All we've got to do is turn him loose. You ain't no match for him.
No, sir.
You bring Jesus on the scene. I promise you he'll run.
Yeah, he will. Yes, sir.
That morning I got saved.
Bless him, Lord.
The devil told God, he said, look, he said, he's done this, and this.
Yeah.
He said, he's not worthy. God said, oh, you're right. He did do all these things, didn't he?
Amen.
He said, wait a minute, God. He said, he's not only done that, but he's done this too. He's took your name and blame. He said, he's treated his family bad.
Come on.
God, he ain't worthy. Before you get ever that, all of a sudden, when I was, fixing to fall on the mercy of the court, as a man stepped out of the shadows, he said, wait a minute. He said, Father, he said, wait a minute. He said, if you recall, he said, I died for you. He said, I died for him.
Yeah.
And the Bible said, boy, he did, didn't he?
Yeah.
He said, he did, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Only thing changed my life at that time.
Yeah.
The devil no longer had the title to me anymore.
Right.
I hear people say this all the time. Well, I'm not a devil worshiper. I was.
Yeah,
well, the life I was living, lost and undone without God.
Yeah.
Son, I've done everything I could to pleasure him.
Sure.
Is that right? Please the flesh. That's who he was.
Yeah.
He was my flesh.
Amen.
When God saved me, he gave me a different desire. Not the same as I used to be. I like it.
That's right. Amen. If he's Jesus.
Boy, I'm quitting the prophets of Baal, eh? Yeah, I made their offer until the evening sacrifice time.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say that's enough. He's got away. Get out of the way.
Come on.
Now, would you listen to me? God don't just like to prove himself to be God. He likes to prove himself to be the owner.
Amen.
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 Number one.
Amen.
That's right.
Number one, we need to get our minds made up. Number two. Moving right along. Number two. We need to repair our relationship with God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what he told them over in the book of Revelation? He said, I have something against you because you left your first love.
Amen.
How about you tonight?
Yeah.
How there used to be a time when your prayer life was real.
Yeah.
Used to be a time when you could get a hold of God.
Yeah.
And the Holy Ghost would come down from above and fill you.
Yeah.
Stir your soul. Used to be a time.
Yeah.
You remember that, don't you?
Yeah.
And you know what? Over a period of time, you know what we do? We get comfortable.
Yeah.
And we just get set down in our little seat over there somewhere and do nothing.
Yeah.
And we just go through the motions and the routine.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm telling you what, we lose power with God, don't even think nothing about it. The devil keeps telling us you're doing all right.
Yeah.
Just keep on going.
Yeah.
Keep on going.
Yeah.
Hey, Satan don't care if you go to church.
That's
right. Well, he'll every Sunday morning.
Yeah.
He don't care if you're there. It's when you start paying attention to the Word of God and it begins to change you on the inside. That's when the devil don't like you.
Amen.
We've got to the point that we have left our first love.
Yeah, that's good.
I used to love him. I want you to listen to me tonight. I'm telling you, I used to love him. I'm telling you, I thought everybody ought to have Jesus.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, when I first got saved, Michael Schwab has been trying to win me to the Lord for I don't know how long. He'd tell me how much I'd go into hell, and I mean how evil I was and everything. And I hated him. I hated him that long that much up there asking. That morning when I got saved, I want you to listen close to me. My world changed.
Yes, sir.
We had a time clock up at the old plant right out there in the middle of the floor. I mean, it was right there in the open. Man, I'm telling you, I was so excited, I couldn't hardly stand it. I had to tell somebody about what the Lord had done. I done told my wife that wasn't enough. I'd tell somebody else.
Amen.
She was tickled to death.
Yeah.
She ought to have been. I seen him standing on the other side of that time clock, and there's a bunch of men standing around drinking coffee, talking to him. And I don't know what was wrong with me. Son, I couldn't stop crying for nothing. I mean, I was like a water faucet done been broke off on the inside. See the rock down
there. Jesus.
And I was squalling and a crying. I seen him, son, made a beeline across that floor. I couldn't stand it. He seen me coming.
Yeah.
He just kind of moved down them boys' way. That's what I could get through here.
Come on.
Yeah, brother.
I got me a hold on him. And I tell you, I hugged him. I jumped up and down.
Yeah.
I shaking everything on him loose. I tell you, I was excited. He looked at me and I didn't have to say nothing.
Yeah.
He knew what happened. Anyway, Elijah, he went down there and he began to repair the altar. It's time for us to start repairing some things. It's time for us to start working for God. Time for us to start getting some things in order. It's time for us to set our houses in order. Get things in line so God's blessings will be
done.
We went long enough living this charade. We went long enough playing around with God. We went long enough, amen, living on both sides of the fence. It's time for us to get right with God.
Amen. Yes, sir. Bless you, Lord.
Bless
him. And I know what some of you are thinking right now. Some of you done mad at me. What right you got to preach to us like that? I tell you right now, you don't need me. You don't need me at all. But I'm telling you what thus saith the Word of God will still be the truth.
Yes, sir.
He went down there, he prepared the altar, you got those things fixed. After he fixed that altar, he began to cut up that bullock.
Come on.
When he cut up that bullock, he got everything laid in order. He told him. He said, there was a drought going on here now. He said, get me a barrel of water. He dug a trench around that thing. He said, get me a barrel of water. And they just kind of looked at him like, what? I can just imagine. Well, they went and got the first barrel, and they poured that thing over that sacrifice. Soaked it. I mean, so he said, get me another. He said, get me
another.
Down with that sacrifice again. He said, that ain't enough. He said, get me a third. We got that third barrel. I'm going to tell you something. You listen to me.
Come on,
sir. We've got to be persistent when it comes to us working and living for God.
That's right.
We've got to be persistent.
All right.
We got too many people that quit. First notion of defeat.
Amen.
I've not been living this long, life near as long as some of y'all. But I'm going to tell you what I have found out. I found out there's a whole lot of defeat out there. There's a whole lot of places that I fall and stumble and stagger.
Come on.
But man, every time I fail, you know what he's always done? He's always picking me up. Every time I've staggered, he's always been there to help me, to bless me, and encourage me. Don't give up so fast. Wait on the Lord. We want to quit all the time. Elijah poured that third barrel on. And he began to pray. Book of Hebrews. I'm going to read you a verse of Scripture. Fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews. This is a faith chapter. He said, let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, I want you to listen to me. I had a hard time with that verse of Scripture for a long time. You ask my daddy back there, I struggled with that verse. I guess worse than any verse in the Scripture. I've had it about going me up the wall. I kept reading that verse 1 week, and I told my daddy, I said, you're going to have to help me with this. He said, what's wrong? I said, read that. It's telling me to come boldly.
Amen.
To the throne of grace.
Amen.
Boy, I'm glad my daddy had enough wisdom. He understood.
Sir.
You know what he said? He said, that's not what he's talking about. He said, to come with confidence. You know what Elijah does? After he poured that third barrel of water on the sacrifice, he went to God with confidence. He knew that his God was going to answer. He knew that his God, it wasn't that Baal didn't have any power. It wasn't that Baal couldn't have sent the fire if he'd have wanted to. But brother, I'll tell you what it was. God had his hands. My brother shackled up. And he said, this is my time. You go ahead. You call on my name. I'll show you I'm real. And I'll come through for you. You don't have many times how the devil's been tied up so God could give you victory. And you could glorify his name. It's time we exalt him.
Amen.
Good preaching.
Bless him, God.
And the fire came.
Amen.
I'm glad the fire still comes. I'm afraid some of us, if the Spirit of God were to move on us just right, run us out the door. Although that would be an improvement to what we've got now. But it seems like the Spirit of God could move on us. We just sat there like a frog in a hailstorm. Nothing's ever done.
Bless him all.
We don't show love one another anymore.
That's right.
We don't show God love anymore.
Bless
him
all.
You tell me I know.
Come on.
My life teaches me that I know I passed death of life because I love the brethren.
Amen.
And God changed me. He give me.
Yes, sir.
I got one of these when I got saved. I don't know if any of you got this or not. I got one of these. You might have one.
Yes, sir, brother.
Yeah.
I got one of them Holy Ghost hookers with you.
Yeah.
I get close to you.
Yes, sir.
It don't take much. You get within so close to me.
Yeah.
I said, look at that. I missed our moment. I keep backing up. But when I get this close, I hug you.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Amen.
We will come to church mad at one another over some silliest thing. And we want to know what the power of God is going to do. I'm telling you, it's time for the church how to make up their mind who's side they're on.
Amen.
And live for Him.
Amen.
And get our houses set on it. And begin to love one another.
Amen. Every Lord.
Touch
him.
Yes.
Amen.
1 Kings 18th chapter and 36th verse. He said, it came to pass the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice of Elijah.
Yeah.
The prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel.
Amen.
He said, let it be known this day that thou art God.
Amen.
In Israel, that I am thy servant.
Yes. Amen.
And I have done all these things at thy word.
Yep.
Hear me, O Lord, hear me. That this people may know that thou art the Lord God.
Yep.
And that thou hast turned their hearts back again.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know what John said? John's gospel, he said, I must decrease that he might increase.
Yeah.
Some of you ain't gonna like this.
Come on.
Some of you glory hall gonna have to start keeping your seats.
Yeah.
Huh?
Lesson.
It's got to the point that people are doing things just for show rather than doing obedience to the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
I'm wrong.
Come on, for God's
sake. I see it all the time.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yes, sir.
Blessed Lord.
When I got saved, there was a girl that used to go to church up there at Anderson. She couldn't sing, bless her heart. Help her time. I loved that girl to death. She couldn't have carried a tune and a 55 gallon drum. Like a long tail cat in a room full of rock. You know what I'm talking about? Screech and squeal and carry on. Did you know what she could do? Son, she'd ride her back and with everything she had.
Amen.
I mean, she was going to exalt the Lord.
Yes,
huh?
Come on.
Wasn't about her.
Nope.
I don't know if she knew what it sounded like or not.
No.
I hear it sounded like heaven to her. I hope it did.
Yeah.
Because it sure sounded like heaven to me. Huh? She gets to sing in the Spirit of God, gets to working on the inside of me.
Yeah.
God began to bless. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
But anymore? Anymore, you gotta have three PA systems. A church like that, we ought to have at least 50 speakers in it. So you can hear it good. Now you tell me something. What in the world's wrong with us? That we have got to the point that we're so interested in a show that we have forgotten the power of God.
Amen.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Jesus.
Come on,
brother.
Just keep it simple. Amen.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it simple.
Yes, sir.
Number three, we're going to have to start
exalting
the Lord.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Amen. Come on.
You never hear it anymore.
Right.
You go to church for a month, you'll never hear anybody praise the Lord, huh? Go to church for a month, you'll never hear anybody get excited and say, praise Jesus! Glory!
Yeah.
You never hear anybody exalt the Lord anymore.
Come on.
I'm going to tell you something tonight. He saved me.
Amen.
And He is worthy of all praise.
Amen.
All glory.
Amen.
51st chapter of the book of Psalms. I'm going to read you a verse of scripture here. I've got this scripture in my mind. You just bear with me. I'm fixing
to
get out of the way. I know this.
Bless you, Lord.
I'm sorry. Let's go to the 21st chapter of the book of Psalms. I want to read this verse first. 21st Psalms, the 13th verse. It says, "Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength." So will we sing and praise thy power.
Yes.
That's what congregation singing is supposed to be about.
That's right.
Yeah.
It ain't supposed to be about how pretty it is.
No, right.
It's about you ringing out the bells of heaven.
Yeah.
And let God know how much you appreciate what He's done for you.
Amen.
Amen.
We come to church so dignified. I heard you say this last night, I believe, being dignified.
Come on, brother.
We come to the place that we'll come to church so dignified we can't let God in.
Amen. You're right.
Hey, we'd have to stop for a 15 intermission for just to come and bless somebody.
Yeah.
Ain't that a shame?
Yes, it is.
Amen.
It's three things we're going to have to do.
Yeah.
Number one, we're going to have to make up our minds.
Yeah.
Number two, we're going to have to retire the altar.
Yeah.
Number three, we're going to have to exalt Him.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
It's time for you to start exalting Him.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
I think David is awful good. I love the book of Psalms.
Yeah.
I think David is awful good. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd."
Amen.
Amen.
What's he doing there?
Oh,
he's exalting the Lord.
Amen.
51st chapter of the book of Psalms. He said, "O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall shew forth thy praise." He said, "For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give thee. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifice of God or a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart."
Yes.
Amen.
Oh God.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Yeah. And we've got away from that.
Yeah.
We've got away from being broken before Him.
Yeah.
Humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God that He can lift us up.
Amen.
Amen.
I tell you what you can do. You can come to church every night this week.
Yeah.
And you can sit right where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
You can be satisfied to stay right where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep living the way you're living. You can do that. That'd be just fine. It ain't going to skin off my nose.
Yeah.
Ain't going to affect me in one of these way or the other. I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
You truly want to see revival. You truly want to see God just begin to move.
Yeah.
There's some things that we're going to have to do.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Amen.
The only way we can do that is to make up our mind to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
You hear tonight on the sound of my voice as we stand together.
Yeah.
The brother gets you my song. Let me get my God bless you, brother. Bless tonight. How about you this evening?
Yeah.
Do you need to pray?
Yeah.
No shame you pray. The shame is you know you need to.
Yes, sir.
If
you better not worry about what they think about you. You better be worried about what God knows about you.
Yeah.
It's time for us to get things in line with God so that He can bless us, use us, send revival to us. We need a Holy Ghost stir, a sin, hate, devil stomping. Let's stop revival that we can see the power of God.
How about it tonight? You desire God that much? It's up to you. It's up to you. All along through this season, do what you want to. God would like to begin to move.
God would like to help you. God would like to begin to send revival your way. Begin to stir your heart for a burden. I begin to draw you in closer. I will say, draw nigh to God, He'll draw nigh to you. It's time we get close to Him.
How about it tonight? How about it this evening?
Lord, tonight I just pray.
Now be the time. Now be the time. Return and do your first works over again. Return. Repent. Get those things in your life that are hindering you out of the way. Get sin out of the way. And God will bless you.
My brother,
Ain't you tired? Ain't you
charge me and I'm the devil's heel. Ain't you tired?
Thank you, Lord.
Of the heartache and the suffering and the trouble that sin is causing you. Ain't you tired? Well, you're preaching us like we're lost. Oh, I'm preaching to you like you're saved and backslid. But you've got sin in your life. You know what we've done? We've got the same problem Aiken's got. Aiken was sent into the city. God told him, he said, touch not the accursed things. You know what we've done? We went into the city and we took hold of everything the devil had to offer.
Amen.
And we think we're all right.
Amen.
And you're trying to hide those things? Ain't you tired? And I'm telling you what's true. It's hard. The Bible says the wages of transgressors are hard.
Amen. That's right.
You've got sin in your life. You're miserable.
Amen.
No peace. No joy.
Right.
No happiness tonight.
Amen.
How about it, just see? Oh, he plays just for a moment more. I'm going to give you another opportunity. I don't know your heart. I can't see down inside of you. But I know this. I know God don't do anything by himself.
Right. That's right, brother.
Oh, if you're here this season and you need prayer. Nothing like stepping out for God. He stepped out for me. Stepping out for God.
That's right.
And I need some help. I couldn't tell you the times I've had to return to that mourner's bench. Couldn't tell you the times I've had to pour my heart out before God. Say, it's me, God. It's me. It ain't my wife. It ain't my children. It's me. I have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I have failed you once again. You know what he said about David? David took a man's wife. Play with her. Had her husband killed. He might as well have done it himself. And all this had a child by that woman that died. And all of this. You know what God says about David? You know why? Because the 51st chapter of the book of Psalms.
That's it, man.
God realized that the man of God, Nathan, said, thou art the man.
That's it.
That's all I'm doing tonight. Just trying to show you that it's you.
The cross on my shoulder, I became
strong. How about it? Want to come? Want to come to God? Want to come and say, God, it's me. I need some help. Want my life to change. Want to be something for you that you can use me as an instrument. How about it tonight? I mean, it's hard, David. I mean, this is rough. I mean, you're sitting down, you're thinking you set my goal, they'll think I'm some kind of heathen. I know I've been sitting, I've sat there right where you're at. I know what you're thinking. And the devil is whispering in your other ear and he's saying, you're all right. This will all be over in just a few minutes. What if this is your opportunity to get help? What if this is your opportunity to get help?
On my cross.
Just a second, please. They held a revival one time at this church. There's an older man, never been saved. I guess he was 80 something. He come to church on Monday night and I preached to him, just begged him. I mean, I knew God was going to save him. I knew. You know, you ever been like that? You just know. I just poured my heart. I've done all I know to do. And he just sat there, tears running out of his eyes. Called him outside and I said, hey. I said, you come back tomorrow night. Brother Gerald Phillips is going to preach with us. And I said, you come back tomorrow night and listen to Brother Gerald. Would you come? He said, I might. He said, I might. And that's how he left. He come back on Tuesday night. And they got up, started singing a congregation song. And when they started singing, son, that older man just fell in the floor. I mean, wore the ground out.
Amen.
He was a squalling and a crying. He got up from there And the pastor asked him, he said, is everything okay? He said, let me tell you something. He said, I wrestled with God all night last night. He said, I tried praying on the bedside. He said, God said no. He said, I tried praying in the kitchen. He said, God said no. He said, I went to the woodshed. God said no. Went down to the creek and God said no. God told me, he said, if you want to get saved, he said, you get back down to that church. And he said, I'll save you there.
Amen.
Amen.
You know what I know? You're not going to do this on your terms.
Right.
The only way I've ever found it to work for God is to surrender all.
Yeah.
You go into any nation in the world, you do this right here and everybody knows what it means.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Right.
You don't have to speak a lick of English. No. Don't have to speak a lick of Spanish. Huh? No other. All you got to do is show the sign.
Amen.
Surrender. It's time for you to surrender tonight.
Amen.
I'm going to ask him to sing one more verse of this song. We're going to come to a close.
The cross
the pew.
On my shoulder.
The pew.
My feet came so straight. And if Christ leads me upward to that home.
God would sure like to do a work in you. God would sure like to bless you. God would sure like to send the power. All you got to do is be obedient.
Yeah.
Lord, don't take
obedience is greater than sacrifice.
Or my cross.
That's all God's waiting on right now.
Amen.
Just surrender. Just surrender right now. Come on. Come on.
Yes, man.
Step out. Come on.
Yes.
Come on. Don't let the devil have any victory on you.
Amen.
Don't you give him another moment of time. God's call. How about it right now?
Don't take